Doug North.
Jim Johnson, Joanne Purton, WOMC Radio. Hello, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you both today?
We're good.
Just fine. Excited to get the North American International Auto Show back in business. Now, do you have the distinction of being the chairman, Doug, for 2 years? That's a little unusual.
It's very unusual, and at the end of the day, it'll be longer than that, and that wasn't quite in the cards initially, but we've had a few little, obstacles along the way, but we're looking forward to the show with great anticipation.
All right, so the big news yesterday, of course, is the change. We have changed from the summer, which I think everyone was so excited about, to the auto show being held next fall instead. Why the change, Doug, even before we even had a shot at having it in the summertime?
Well, there's several reasons, I guess. One particular reason was when L.A. changed their show to May, it really created almost a bottleneck of shows between New York in April and our show in June. And that would certainly impact the manufacturers and what kind of products they'd be able to reveal. And it was a very tight schedule. And when they did that move, it also opened up the fall. And when we initially were looking at moving the show way back when, we had considered the fall and almost at one point were more favorable to that, but we didn't want to be on top of what was then the LA show in November. So when you look at when the new models are introduced by most of the manufacturers, there's still a bulk of them that happen in the fall. And with LA moving and opening up that whole time of year, we really felt like it would be the right thing to do. It helps the manufacturers. It's such delightful weather in Southeast Michigan in September and October, and it didn't in any way negate any of the new and great opportunities we have with the inside-outside show.
All right, so you are confirming we are going to do both, right, inside and outside?
We are indeed, you bet.
All right, what are we going to see outside?
We're going to see all the things that we had planned for this summer, which are ride and drives. You're going to see electronic and technology displays. You're going to see activations with consumers, and so as well as displays. You might even see some drifting, things like that. So a lot of opportunities.
Can we do love some it. Drifting?
Well, you may be able to ride. I don't know.
All right.
If you'll be able to drift yourself.
Hey, Doug, is there a headliner for entertainment for the show in 2021, or is it too much outside yet?
Yeah, it's too early for that, and we have great plans for that, both a headliner indoor as well as a headliner outdoor. So there really will be two shows that evening, and that's October 1st, which would be the charity preview, which, right, as you know, is so important to our city and our whole part of Southeast Michigan as well as our show.
And ladies everywhere are so excited not to be trudging through snow and horrible weather and freezing with your strapless
nice
dresses
shoes.
On.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the strapless no dresses snow. With long boots on. No good. That's not
seriously.
A good look.
Yeah. No. No. You're so, all right. Well, we look forward to it too, Doug. This is, again, next, September 28th. It kicks it off, right? The press days next year?
It does. That's exactly right. And then it goes on through our seven shows, as you know, with Press Preview and the Gallery and Motor Bella and Industry Days and Automobility and then, of course, Charity Preview and then the Public Show. So we're really excited about it and looking forward to having a great show in about a year.
All right.
Awesome. We're
Congratulations,
excited too.
Doug. Chairman of the Board, North American International Auto Show. Thanks for taking time with us, Doug.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate you having me on.